You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur, and as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. We are pleased to have back with us Dr. Julie Chen, who is board certified in internal medicine by the American Board of Internal Medicine and has her own practice in San Jose, California. Welcome back and Happy New Year, Dr. Julie.
Happy New Year. It's great to be back.
Well, thanks, and it's our pleasure as well. So what should we do to help ourselves get back on track with our diet after all the holiday splurging?
I think first things first is to not feel overwhelmed. Holiday season happens to everybody, and coming back into the old routine of January is really that, what I just said, is getting back into your prior routine. The holiday, you know, try to avoid the holiday cookies and things like that, which hopefully should be out of the office at that point. But get back into the swing of, you know, getting up early in the morning or working out after work. Get back into that routine, making sure that, you know, what might be easiest to stay away from temptations at work is to bring healthier options from home. But the main thing I always tell my patients is that, you know, take away everything that was happening during the holiday season. Try to regroup your mind, your thought, your stress level, and start to go back into the old routine that you were in. Most people tend to do best with their diet and their weight and their nutrition when they are in a pattern or a regular routine, and so that's something to get back into. And the reason that routine is something that is actually easier to plan out with a specific individual is because everybody's routine is different. So what works for one person may not work for another, and you know yourself what works for you in the past. I would just go back into that routine, or if there's a time period in your earlier life that you know you did well in, your diet went well, your energy level is great, just go back to that routine and just establish it. Because a lot of people will say, well, I only want to go to the gym 3 times a week, but they don't actually establish which days they're going to go back. You start to lose that momentum, because it's easier to say, I'm going to go back Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because then you know every Monday, Wednesday, Friday you go without fail. Or if you go daily, then you know to go daily, because again, that's a routine. So it's important to establish a routine.
As we all know as well, this is the season for colds. How do we avoid colds so that we, as entrepreneurs, can stay 100% healthy and stay behind the wheel of our professions?
Sure. You know, colds is, you know, one of the main things is that we really want to make sure we practice good hygiene in general, which is to wash your hands when you're touching a lot of communal areas, and to make sure that you're not, if you're sneezing and stuff, that you're not always touching your like, nose, your mouth, your eyes. The mucosas are a good way to transmit bugs. And if you're someone that, you know, you work at the gym or whatnot, make sure you wipe down the equipment so you're not picking up stuff, or if you have communal phones, to wipe that stuff down as well. Once you feel like you have a cold, you know, some of the things to keep in mind is some of the vitamins are important at that point. I always say at that point it's very important to eat anti-inflammatory, lots of plants and vegetables and fruits, staying hydrated with water, getting plenty of rest. Alcohol is not going to be your friend at that point, so do not drink alcohol when you're fighting a cold or you have a cold. And if you're working out or someone who's used to working out, just so you know, minimal workout, whether it's walking and the body doesn't feel fatigued with that level of activity, might help with your immune system. But if you get to the point where you're feeling fatigued, moderate exercise can actually suppress your immune system. So not to push it. Let your body be your guide. And if you're feeling like you do have a cold, that is a time period that I recommend people start to take some multivitamins during that period and to get plenty of fruits and vegetables. And there are some supplements that tend to help, like black elderberry, andrographis, astragalus. I have that in my immune support supplement that I put together for my patients who get colds. But those are ones that are important to look into, is the black elderberry, andrographis, astragalus. And, of course, vitamin D helps with the immune system. And actually vitamin C, about 2 to 3 grams a day, can have some antihistamine effects as long as you're not getting loose stools from that.
Very interesting information. This episode of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring the right people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports globally every single week? Even something as innocent as a spilled drink or leaving your laptop in the backseat of a taxi can spell data loss. 32% of all data loss is caused by human error. Even a single incident of data loss isn't cheap. It can cost over $10,000 to recover data from a single laptop or server. Mosey Pro's secret is that it is unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. Mosey Pro is easy to set up and use, saves you time, and costs up to 80% less than other solutions, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today. Dr. Julie, as we get back into the work mode, how do we manage our stress level and keep our workout regimen in place with a busy work schedule?
One thing that I always tell my clients and my patients is that you want to make sure you're getting plenty of sleep, because without sleep, your body cannot regenerate. You're much more stressed. You don't have the energy to do what you need to do, whether it be getting up in the morning to go to the gym or going to the gym after work. So one of the main things as far as getting to make sure that you get to your workouts is, you know, you want to plan ahead. You want to make sure that you bring your workout gear with you to work so that you don't go home first, because by the time you go home after work, you're probably not going to make it to the gym, so go straight. In the morning, you might be able to try to get yourself to be up and be able to work out in the morning by setting your alarm clock, but in a way where you're going to sleep earlier enough at night so that you're getting enough rest, and or adding some reward system in the morning, which is, you know, you get up, and if you go to the gym, you get to read your favorite magazine or something like that to get yourself going. One thing I try to have people keep in mind is that a lot of people get into their head that they have to do a certain amount of time for exercise, or they're not going to do it at all, and that's not something that they should keep in mind. You just want to get your body moving. So in the mornings, if you're not as energetic and can only squeeze in 10 minutes, do the 10 minutes to get your body going. You can have a little more energy and make smarter choices during the day and then what you choose to eat. And then do a little bit after work, 10, 20 minutes as well. And throughout the day, you should be able to get a good amount of exercise and activity in, and taking the stairs at work and getting up and going to your colleague instead of emailing or them or instant messaging them would be a better way to get some activity in as well. And the rest is important. You know, obviously, stress management is something where you have to incorporate into your daily pattern. Again, it's about routine. So if you take some time to take a 2 to 5 minute break multiple times a day during the workday, your work ability will actually be more effective. So if you listen to a little bit of music, go for a walk around the building or the outside of the building, or just get up and take the stairs to go speak to your colleague for about 5 minutes and come back. Or if you do some breath work at your table, all of this will help you to de-stress, because you don't want to wait until you feel stressed out to be doing the relaxation activities and techniques. By then, your body's already reaped the negative benefits of stress, so you want to preemptively deal with the stress before it sneaks up on you.
Always good advice. You've just heard from Dr. Julie Chin, board certified in internal medicine by the American Board of Internal Medicine, with her own practice in San Jose, California. And her website for contact and information is Making Healthy Easy. That's EZ.com. Always a pleasure, Julie. Thanks for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Likewise, and this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.